Let's Talk, Bible Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. Our passage for today is going to come from Psalm 139. And I'll start at verse 13, just to give us some context, but really verse 16 is the verse we're going to focus on. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. One of the first book series I read through all of with Jack was The Chronicles of Narnia. It's beloved by Christians and non-Christians alike. And his reward for making it all the way through the series was he got to watch the movie. We hadn't watched a lot of live-action movies at that point, so he was stoked to watch the movie. And I thought it was a pretty good movie. And I remember watching the second one and tearing up at a certain part, just seeing the parallels between the character Aslan and the person of Jesus, our Savior. Moving. Well made. They made three movies, and then I guess it just didn't quite make enough money, didn't have enough appeal, and so they kind of scrapped the rest of the movies in that series. Well, don't you know, Hollywood and its love for remakes, they're making a new series of Narnia films, and I'm worried about it, because the director is someone named Greta Gerwig, who I'm sure is good at her craft, but she did the Barbie movie. This is someone who feminist, secular, culture, agenda, just the value system is not aligning with what would be C.S. Lewis's views and probably the views of the works that she's been tasked with remaking. Because of the person making it, I'm nervous about what the end product is going to be. This passage of scripture, probably using a metaphor, says, all the days that were ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. That means that long before you or I was born, God had ordained what our days were going to look like. And we face a lot of uncertainty in this life. We face a lot of ups and downs. We don't know how the story is going to end, but we can rest. We can find peace. Why? Because we trust the author. We trust the person that we know is behind the project. The project is our lives. It's our stories. And the one who is ordaining the days that come our way is the one who created our inmost being, who knit us together in our mother's womb, who made us fearfully and wonderfully. He knew us before we were even a thought. So whatever situation, whatever things you're dealing with today as you're listening to this podcast, they may be up, they may be down, they may be hard, they may be easy, you may have a lot of anxiety or not, but whatever we are facing today, we know that the author of our story can be trusted because he is good, because he has invited us into a relationship with him based on his goodness and love, not on ours. And we can jump to our New Testament passage, Romans 8:28, you will work things all together for my good. So let's take a moment today, whether you're listening in the morning or in the afternoon, to say, God, help me to trust you. Help me to rest in the fact that you order my days and you have a good plan for me. So we do that now, Heavenly Father. We thank you that you have formed us, that you have a plan for us and for our lives. God, you are telling a story, and though we don't know how it's going to work out, we can know that it will work out well because the author behind it is good, is trustworthy, is faithful, and true. So help us to walk in peace. Help us to bring to you our worries and our anxieties because you care for us. We'll give you all the praise and glory for it. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.